Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990 and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan with offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw region. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it truly is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we are very thankful to you for listening in and tuning into our program today. And today is the last episode of our series, Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates. It's been quite a pleasure for me, and I hope for you as well, to hear from each of our staff members a little bit on a personal level. And we're going to talk today with Katie Sanders, who is a caseworker in our mid-Michigan office in Freeland. And I'd like to go ahead and welcome Katie to the show. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks for taking some time to be with us. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to start out today by having you, Katie, just tell us a little bit about your role and your work with the agency.
Okay, I started working with Adoption Associates in September, so I am new to the agency, and I've been on a huge learning curve. But it has been a privilege to work with adoptive families. I'm an adoptive family caseworker, and part of what I do is I support the adoptive families who are learning about adoption, and they're in the process of completing a home study to be approved for adoption. And my role is to support the adoptive couple and the family as we complete that home study together. I help to coordinate as they're completing tasks. I collect documents that are submitted or track what they are submitting. I also help with training and education. And I really get to know the couple and their family through interviews, meetings, and home visits. These home studies that we're completing can be scary and intimidating. So my role is to really work with the couple to support them and guide them through the process to help make it less scary. And as we go through that, I also have follow-up home visits with our families after a placement is made. And I get to be a resource for support as the adoption is finalized.
That's awesome. And I know that, the adoptive home study process feels at the beginning for couples a bit overwhelming. There's so much involved. But I know that one of the things, Katie, that you're coming to like about this position, too, is your ability to really help them through that and how that home study process isn't just necessarily about, I tell people all the time, we're not coming through with our white gloves to see how well you dust your house. That's not what it's about.
Right.
So, but you've got such a great opportunity to get to know families and to really work alongside of them and help them to be able to become parents. And I know you and I've talked a lot about what an awesome responsibility, but also what a joy that is.
It is. I'm really enjoying it.
So just switching gears a little bit, Katie, on a more personal level, would you mind just talking a little bit about yourself, your family, what you do outside of work?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I grew up in the mid-Michigan area. I was born and raised in Midland, went away to college, and after college moved back to Midland with my husband, where we have raised our two boys. I'm also blessed that majority of my family is in Michigan, so I get to see lots of my relatives frequently. In my free time, I call myself my kids' number one fan. I have two boys, and so I spend a lot of time attending hockey games and baseball games and track meets and try to find any and every opportunity to just spend time with my family. So in the summertime, we love to spend as much time as possible up north in Elk Rapids, where we like spending time in our boat, relaxing, meeting up with other family members up there. I guess also in my free time, I love to work in my garden. And one new thing this past summer, a friend of mine got me started, I guess it would be called raising monarchs or helping monarch butterflies since they're endangered.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
So I've learned something new about you today, too. That's great. So, Katie, back to adoption, what drew you to working in this field?
Well, I love helping people. That is my main passion in life. And in the field of adoption, I love that I'm a part of helping people build families. And I feel like building families and supporting families is going to help our future. And so it's giving these kids an opportunity to grow up in a strong family, and they will grow up and someday have a family of their own. And I really do believe that helping others is what it's all about.
And I know you mentioned earlier that you've been with the agency just for a few months, and I'm wondering, do you have a favorite part or aspect of your work or your role? Is there something so far that you really enjoy the most about what you're doing?
I love so many things about what I am doing. I guess the way I would explain it would be the opportunity to meet people. And it really is a privilege to work with these adoptive families that I'm getting to know well. I love being able to talk about our agency and what I do in our community. I'm loving that I'm getting to meet new coworkers. We do have 4 offices around the state, but I feel like we really are one agency and we all work together. I could call or email any coworker and I know that I would have their support. So really meeting people and making more connections mm-hmm. is what I'm loving.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so what, the Mid-Michigan office, the physical location, as many of our listeners now know, is the newest of the 4 offices, despite the fact that we've been providing services in the Saginaw Midland Bay region for 20 years. We do have a new office that opened over the summer, and you were able to be a part of that. And I'm curious if there, what it's been like for you to be a part of the opening of the new office, the new location, and all of the things that have come with that. What has that experience been like?
It's been great. It's given me a chance to share what I'm learning with others, because with it being a new physical location for Adoption Associates, I'm able to share that, but also share that domestic infant adoption really is a possibility for adoptive families, as well as a positive choice for birth moms that may be experiencing an unplanned pregnancy. So I'm excited to have an office here in Mid-Michigan to offer our services in this location.
Absolutely. And can you talk a little bit about what your time has been like with the agency so far? You mentioned earlier that there was, there's been a pretty steep learning curve, all for the positive, I hope, but your short time with the agency has been like for you personally in becoming a part of the agency staff, and also maybe any thoughts that you have about something that you might be looking forward to going into the future.
It really has been a positive experience for me. I love that our agency is a Christian agency. I love that we pray for birth parents. We pray for adoptive families. We pray for each other. And like I said earlier, I love that other caseworkers have reached out to me. Being new, they know what it feels like to be learning, and everything I'm doing being brand new to me. So I like having them as a resource. They've really welcomed me, brought me in. I feel like the entire staff is accessible. I love that our agency keeps the best interest of the child as well as the birth parents and the adoptive families in our thoughts as we do our work. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to see. I get to see and hear about it on a daily basis, but our staff truly does go above and beyond for everybody involved, for each other, for the adoptive family, for the birth parents. And it truly is, I get to experience that it really is our agency's passion to help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I also am on staff in our Mid-Michigan office, and I want to say that it has been a complete joy and pleasure to have you come on board with us and to help serve clients in this area and be a part of our mission and the growth of the new office. So, Katie, thank you not only for today's time and your podcast, mm-hmm. but for joining our team and being a part of all the great things that we are looking forward to in the future as well.
Well, thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
For those of you that are looking to connect with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you, and you can reach us by calling 800-677-2367. You can also connect with us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. This is, as I said earlier, the final episode of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates, and it has been completely my pleasure to offer this and to talk with each of our staff one-on-one. We will resume our regular programming in January. We will continue to offer a variety of adoption-related topics that are of interest to you. If you have something in particular you'd like us to cover, we would love to hear from you. If you have an especially interesting story that you might like to share on our podcast, we would also love to hear from you, and I'd be happy for you to reach out to me personally, Jennifer Jaworski, to talk a little bit more about that. Katie, thank you again so very much for today.
All right, thank you.
For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a fantastic day and Merry Christmas.